Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. You know, my name, Woodson, that's not a very common name as a first name. It's like last name, people with last names of Woodson. And so I was always wondered about that. And it was a few years ago that, and there were a lot of people in Northwest Missouri that had that as a first name, Woodson. And I learned that one of the folk heroes of the area around St. Joe, Kansas City, Liberty, and Kearney, and so forth, was, you know who, Jesse James. And guess what Jesse's middle name was? It was Woodson. And so I came to the conclusion probably that was a name that people named their kids because they really liked Jesse James, Jesse Woodson James. So my name is Woodson, and lots of times people just call me Woody. But I knew when I was in trouble, and my mother called me Woodson Dale, that I had problems. But anyway, this is Woodson Moore from Fairton Christian Center, and it is my privilege and pleasure to be with you early in the morning like this and to talk about the things of God. You know, I mentioned, I think it was yesterday or day before, words from an old hymn. It says, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my sin rolled away. You know, the cross is central to the gospel. That, in fact, the cross, not the wooden cross, but the event of the cross is the focal point of all history, because it was at the cross that mankind was redeemed. It was at the cross that the old covenant passed away and a new covenant was brought into existence. And so the focal point of the Christian religion has to be the cross, because that is the door to the new life. That is the door to the new covenant. And we've been looking at Psalm 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You see, it was at the cross that those benefits were unleashed for us. And it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. How many? How many of your iniquities? It says all. You know, for some reason, that's very difficult for you and for me to actually believe that every mistake, every sin, every wrong step that I've ever committed, Jesus forgave me. Where did he do that? At the cross. People come to church and they hear a message and they raise their hand for salvation. They come forward, they get prayed for, they receive Jesus Christ into their heart as Lord. And then the next day they go out and say, I got saved last night. I got born again last night. Well, in one sense of the word, that is true. But in reality, they were saved. And the power for them to be born again was purchased at the cross, when Jesus said, it is finished. It was over. And from that point on, everything that was available to God's people came to them by faith through grace. Now, grace in the Amplified Bible is translated as unmerited favor. Psalm 5 clearly says that God's people are surrounded by a shield of his favor. And, you know, if you want to think about favor, that's a marvelous thing. You know, sometimes teachers have what was called teacher's pets, and they got special favors granted to them because they were good kids. They did what they were supposed to do. They got to take the notes that had to be sent down to the office or whatever because they had favor with the teacher. Now, can you extend that and think what it would be like to have favor with the Almighty Creator of the universe? To have his favor surround you like a shield? And then beyond that, to have the benefits of a loving God who sent his Son to die for us, and he did so at the cross, finished the job that he came to do, paid the price for our sins. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities," every one of them. You say, well, when were my iniquities forgiven? At the cross. And what you have to do is simply come to Jesus and say, "Lord, I have made mistakes, I have sinned, and I receive the forgiveness that you've already purchased for me to take those sins away." There's another part of a hymn that says, "He took them all away. He took them all away." And it keeps me singing every day. Why? Because I am not a sinner anymore. Another hymn says, "I was once a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from my Lord." You know what pardon means? Pardon is something that the President of the United States and most governors have the authority to issue. If you have committed a crime, well, let's take Richard Nixon, for instance. President Nixon, he broke the law, and he was in deep trouble. He could have been, once he resigned, brought up on charges, possibly getting some jail time. But Gerald Ford, who became president upon his resignation, issued a presidential pardon. And do you know what that did? In the eyes of the law, anything that Richard Nixon had ever done, and the people all knew he did them, was erased. In the eyes of the law, there was no guilt because nothing ever happened. That's exactly what took place at the cross. When Jesus went to the cross, he carried your sins. He took your burdens. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, "He became sin. He who knew no sin became sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." Now, here's what you have to do. Your sins are forgiven, and you have to receive that forgiveness from our Heavenly Father, from Jesus. And then you got to forgive yourself. You just have to move on, because the enemy is going to show up every day and say, "You are no good. You are a sinner. You are a rotten rat. Don't you remember when you did this? Don't you remember when you did this?" You don't think it's that easy, do you? You just reach out and take forgiveness. The truth is, it is that easy. You come to the cross where Jesus paid the full price for you, and there, through his grace, unmerited favor, you receive the forgiveness that he bought for you. Do it so that you can rise up and be free of guilt and fear and frustration, and you can actually become a warrior, a soldier in the kingdom of God. And the enemy will not be able to hold you back by saying you're not worthy, you're no good, you can't do it, because Jesus has made you acceptable. He has qualified you to be his very own soldier of the cross. All right, we've looked at Psalm 103. "Bless the Lord, O my God, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgetting all his benefits." And we could spend probably the whole week just going down through benefits. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." What kind of diseases? I don't know. What's it mean? All thine diseases. There's three parts to us: spirit, soul, body. I don't think anybody that believes in Jesus and believes in the Bible would be reluctant to say, "Well, he healed all the diseases of my spirit." Because whenever we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and we're born again, he created a new man inside, a new spirit. Jesus compared it to a new wineskin. Can't put new wine in old wineskin. So Jesus came in, he made a brand new man, brand new spirit inside, and he healed us. God is a holy God, and he can't dwell where it isn't holy. And I believe that when a man gets born again, his spirit inside becomes absolutely holy, and that spirit man stays holy. And as long as you seek Jesus, you're going to be a holy man. He's going to heal your diseases of your spirit. And then, how about your soul? How about the diseases of the mind? Even the secular world will say, "Oh, there's lots of diseases of the mind. There's lots of phobias. lots of fears. Did Jesus die to heal your mind? I think so. See, because the diseases of the mind come from sin, come from the enemy, and that's why we're told to focus our mind on the things of God. Think on those things that are good and right and wholesome. And Jesus has healed us from that. And then he's also, I believe, healed our bodies. He showed us the Father's heart in that when he healed all that came to him in faith believing. So let's thank God this day for health, spirit, soul, and body. And remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. Jesus is freedom.